Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Thursday morning. It is May 28th. We're at 6:07. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
EMCs, our early morning crew, good morning to you. Lots of sunshine expected today. Breezy and low humidity. Highs in the 60s. It'll be about 68 degrees. Looks like it's going to be 60s for the rest of the week. So there's your forecast. It's a big day today. Daughter's graduating from fifth grade on to a new school.
This is the day where you have 73 activities to attend.
We can get into that. And I'm excited. She's excited. She wanted me, you know, she has a cell phone. And of course, like when she, you know, which the way I have it set up, she has to ask for permissions for different things or time limits or whatever else. And she, it's 6:08. So she said, Daddy, today's a special day. Can you turn on my, you know, basically my phone or my messages or whatever at 6 a.m. so I can talk to my friends and see what we're wearing? Cause like they don't have to bring anything to school today.
Yeah.
And they can, you know,
it's no an entire backpacks
yeah,
or
like,
anything.
There's just, you know, they don't need to bring their Chromebook.
Aww.
They don't need to do anything like that. So it's going to be a day. It's one of those though. You just, I mean, it's a big deal. Big, you know, and she's talked about it and go, if any of us remember that going to like a middle school or a high school, I mean, there's anxiety there. You know, it's,
of course,
we've toured the school and obviously the, you know, the boys have been to the school, but compared to where she's at now, much bigger school.
Well, and the fact, like you said, like she's graduating. So she's one of the big kids now.
Yeah.
And this is just, you know, saying goodbye to it all. What an emotion there is with that.
Yeah.
And
so
all her buddies and all that. So, that's such a special day. How exciting.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. We need to start the show. EMCs, we need help with this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Maybe today's the day.
I don't think so, but sure, maybe. We take one guess a day. He's dead, he's a guy, he's in an envelope. You just have to figure out who he is.
That's it. The task is getting easier and easier by the day.
It's not.
216-343-1021. EMCs, we need your help. By the way, what is your guess? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Fro-yo. Right? Is that it, Jen? Did I say it right? Today's the day I'm getting into that next. I can't wait because I'm going to have to report back tomorrow. But we would love your guess for Dead Guy in the Envelope. You know how the game works. We start up the show off with this every single day. There's a name that's in the envelope. We give you the clues. He's dead. He's a guy. And his name is in the envelope. And then you try to guess it.
How about Gary Coleman?
Oh, what a great guess. It's not Gary Coleman. No one's ever guessed Gary Coleman, have they?
And didn't he either pass away? I just saw a stat. Like, was it today so many years ago, or he was born so many years ago? There was a Gary Coleman specific something today that I happened to see. Yeah, and you're right. I don't know if we've actually ever had that guess. Fro-yo.
You did it. Good job.
That's next. Do you guys do a clap out or something like that? It's Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Feed.
They did in fourth grade.
They did
a clap out from elementary school. Now, both of my kids are graduating from their schools this year, but we're in school for, I think, 3 more months past you guys. It's actually,
yeah, you go June 9th. Actually July 14th.
Yeah, I know. June 8th and June 9th, my kids both have, they have like a, because it's a 6th grade and 8th grade graduation. They each have a graduation ceremony. And then like you had mentioned yesterday, then like an activity to follow that you have to, that, you know, that's separate and you have to sign up for that. And it's a whole thing.
There's a lot. Yeah, no, it's a big deal. They have the clap out today, this afternoon.
Which is the most special thing. You probably went with the boys, right, to a clap out before?
Yeah, I missed Zoli's because we actually had our Disney trip. Remember when we broadcast live for Disney?
I do.
So I didn't see that. Tyler's, yes. And then Izzy's obviously today. So that'll be later on today, which will be great. And you can tell she's emotional. She's excited. She's going to be sad. It's like, she, you know, I've had the conversations with her. And that's towards the end of the day.
I think you're going to tear up at that.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
that's
so
the thing,
special.
You know,
the kids are so excited.
When you see, like, those are the things that are always the toughest to watch, like, that'll come across my For You page where it is, you know, maybe there'll be a woman that's 27 years old getting married. I'm just throwing out a number. And it's just like, but this is the way the dad still thinks of her. And he's like dancing with her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to keep scrolling past it. I can't watch this thing. What are you doing to me? That's my girl. That's my baby. Yeah, so I'm not. Yeah, if anybody cries, it's going to be me. I'm like, I'll cry before any of them.
Yes,
but that, and then their kindergarten class is a like a tight-knit group, and they always head to Froyo after that. Froyo. Oh, my gosh. So I'll be hitting that. I'll be reporting back if there is if there's some pineapple Dole Whip there, because I don't know.
Are you going to do the twist again, or are you going to just go straight up?
I don't know. I really don't know. My question is, and maybe you can answer this next, I don't know. So if I go with the pineapple, once again, the chocolate guy, I like the rich, the chocolatey, put more chocolate on top of that. It's just the way I'm designed. Now, if I get the Dole Whip, what do you put on top of the Dole Whip, or do you leave it alone? That's where I get confused.
I think you leave it alone. Or maybe a whipped cream. I don't know. I don't know. You'd have to ask a Froyo expert.
Yeah, maybe you know if you get that. Or just in general, it doesn't even have to be there. If you're the pineapple Dole Whip, do you put anything on it at all? I mean, you're not putting other fruit toppings on it, are you?
Maybe additional chunks of pineapple.
Maybe. I don't know. I need an answer to that. A lot
of pineapple.
216-343-1021. And then they have an event in a park after that. Like, it is an entire day.
Oh, you're busy.
There is. All right. It is 6:21. Good morning. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. It's the Jen and Tim show. I really didn't mean to gloss past this, but my takeaway from the last, I don't know, 15 minutes or so, right, EMCs, is Noah's basically driving. He's basically in the car and having his temps.
He's excited about that. I mean, he turns 15 in October.
Did you say he's going to high school? Did you say graduation of eighth grade?
Yes, he's going to high school. It's a really big deal. Ooh, really crazy. It went really fast. They're doing the DC trip and all that. I never did that as a kid. And I know that's a big deal for the kids.
We didn't do that in Akron. We didn't even know where DC was at.
You didn't? I thought that was like an Ohio. I didn't grow up in Ohio. I grew up in Pennsylvania. I don't know.
Maybe that's somebody that went to Vorace can tell me. I don't remember it. I just remember being
Patrol
Person of the Year.
Yeah.
And I got to ride in a bus and go to Cedar Point. And that was a huge deal because I had never been to Cedar Point and the Iron Dragon was new. So there, it should tell you that year.
And didn't you have a special vest or badge or something for that?
Jen?
Yes.
Of course we did.
I'm directing traffic.
I had a badge.
Uh-huh.
I had some type of... What did I have? I know I had a jacket of some sort.
Oh, a jacket? I was envisioning
Mr. Owens. I think he was my, if I can remember.
An orange vest with like some type of like.
Yeah. It was like a yellow
badge
crossing guard.
That would go over it.
And you had captains and lieutenants.
What were you?
We had to be a captain. Yeah, I was out sixth grade. Big deal before I went to Roswell Kent.
Were you a lieutenant or a captain? Oh,
you had to work your way up. Did you do that in real life?
Oh. Well, I don't know how it works.
No, I'm not making funny. I'm just saying like that's how you had to do it.
I didn't know if you got like hired in as a lieutenant.
No, I don't think that can happen. Maybe it happens now.
I don't.
It depends on how high up your appearance are in the PTA where you start. Mine, I started in the Devil's Strip. I started with no flag or anything. So
what I wouldn't give for a photo of you in that vest with that badge.
Oh, I'm sure my mom has it somewhere. My parents
I think
have
you
it
should
somewhere.
Text your parents this morning and
hey,
get that.
Hey, can you get me one? I probably have the jacket somewhere.
Please get that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Akron because it's the end of an era.
This is horrible.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
Horrible news.
Firestone Country Club losing the Senior Players Championship. Where's it moving to? That's in 60 seconds. It's 57 degrees in North Olmsted. That's our Star City. These are the three things you need to know this morning. It is the end of an era in Akron. Firestone Country Club losing the Senior Players Championship. It will move to California starting in 2027. The final tournament at Firestone set for July 9th through the 12th next year.
How do they not have a PGA event? I'm not talking about the older gentlemen that play, which is also great, and I all know those names. Can they not afford the high purse value that all of the players make now? Because, of course, you make a bajillion dollars when you win a tournament. It is unbelievably sad.
Yeah.
I went to that tournament. You know, it was a World Series of Golf years ago. And it's been a variety of names. I would go there every year with my dad when he worked at Goodyear. I would, between you and I, sneak onto the course to play a hole because we had no way we could afford it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a thing. The North course, you couldn't get on the South course. And for this to happen, I just don't understand. Like, Firestone South is a premier course. I have that course memorized. I got to play it one time, which I couldn't believe. Talk about emotional and crying.
Wow.
The course that you always wanted to play. And it was, once again, through radio. They asked if you wanted to play. And I hadn't even hit a golf ball in years. And I thought, there's no way I'm going to miss out on this opportunity to play Firestone South.
And growing up with that.
I just don't understand how this is the case. How that And there's obviously internal workings that I don't know about, but for any of us that grew up in Akron or Firestone Park, where I'm from, which was right there. I mean, you know, they grew up in Akron. Like,
big deal.
This is really, really sad.
Pierre Denny, who appeared in Emily in Paris, has died after what his family called a sudden battle with ALS. He was 69 years old. He was the one who played luxury executive Louis de Leon and father of Nico on the Netflix series. Today, National Hamburger Day. Burger King gives you a free burger with purchase. Shake Shack has a free Shack burger with a $10 order, and even more deals at Sonic, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Steak and Shake.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. I know we're getting to Stevie on the socials. You want to hear something dumb that hit me this morning?
Sure do.
I thought process. Mm-hmm. Because we were talking about Stevie going to that matinee at 10:40 in the morning and hating it. Mm-hmm. So, not hating it, but, you know, it's not really your thing. Should go a little bit later on. I think to myself, and I don't know, we need maybe some type of sleepologist. I don't know if that's a technical term.
I feel like
if you are sleeping from, let's say, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. to 7 a.m., 8 a.m., you know, whatever your average sleep is, 11 p.m., it's a weekend, you're waking up at 8 a.m. or something like that. I feel like then going back into a dark room an hour later for 3 hours is not good for your body.
No, it messes up your circadian rhythm.
There you go. Yeah,
I feel like
that is not great for the body. You just woke up. Now you're back in a dark room for 3 hours. I feel like if we had a sleepologist, some type of doctor in that realm, that they would say that is a bad move.
I mean, I've been to plenty of early movies and people aren't sleeping in there.
I think it's unhealthy.
It's just when you leave, you're just tired the rest of the day because you're in that dark for so long.
Let alone the dilation of the eyes. Nobody asked for that.
Can't even walk.
Can't find your car for 30 minutes.
The one time
I went with a matinee, I had to stay in the theater for 30 minutes on a bench before I could find my car.
You are just looking for a reason to not like the matinee.
Don't think that makes sense, going back into the darkness after you slept
really
for 10?
I don't really think you have a point there at all.
Thank you, Stevie. Mm-mm. I appreciate it. What do we have next for Stevie on the socials?
So with all the talk of the school year ending soon, especially for your guys' kids,
grown up!
It's a good time to talk about a video going viral. It's posted to TikTok from a teacher that has over 6 million views.
Oh, perfect timing for this. That's next. Stevie on the socials on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a teacher going viral for a video she posted to TikTok. Her name is Lindsay Anderson, and it's received over 6 million views, and she's just asking her fellow teachers a simple question. So the prompt is that it's 2 days until payday. How much money do you think is in your account? So she asked them, how much you think is your account, and then they go and check their bank and see if they're right. So it starts with the first teacher, and it tells you kind of a little about them. Like, this girl is a third grade teacher in her sixth year with a master's degree, and she also has a second job. So she asks what she thinks she has, and she thinks she has at least $40, and she checks, and it's single digits with $7.46 in her account. So then she goes to a speech-language pathologist at the school who also has a master's degree. She thought she had about $17 in her bank account and got very excited because she had $31. So then she asks a fourth grade teacher in her eighth year of teaching who thinks she has $63 in her account. And when she checked, it turns out she only had $1.13 and starts laughing. And so it goes from there. There's multiple teachers, and it's the same story for about every single one of them. I think one teacher had like $200, but everybody else had way less than that. And then the caption says, yeah, each of these teachers spent money on their class this week. And I thought it was a very sad, but
it is sad.
Video.
I'm like in shock. I don't even have a comment.
Me too. I want to go buy things for all the teachers.
How much is in your account? 216. It's a new game instead of Cleveland. How much do you make?
I don't know that we can ask
216-343-1021. We have the best listeners. I bet we get one person that answers that.
Really? And says how much is in the bank account right now?
Yes. Don't you think so?
Hope it's a teacher that calls. But
I was going to say.
Yeah, true. Yeah, we'll have to stay on the path of the
thing that makes me mad is it's probably more than what these teachers have in their account. That's ridiculous in the fact that they have to spend on the classroom.
Well, they were laughing about it. They seemed to have
I'm sad and mad now.
Yeah, it was very sad.
Mad at everything.
Jen is sad and mad, and we'll see if we get a call in the next 3 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought I may get one call. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Didn't happen.
No. That's a big ask to ask someone to tell you what's in their bank account. A big ask.
Okay. Yeah, no, you're right, it is.
Jen, why don't you reveal for us?
What's in my bank account?
Yeah, let's hear it.
No, imagine. Thank you.
We didn't get a call, so.
Yeah, we need some filler here. We're going to play a round of over or under. I'm totally kidding.
No, it's awkward. It's like we've talked about
before. She's going to play Cleveland. How much do you make at 705?
Yeah. No, I'm not playing.
You said yeah.
I'm going to play as a guesser. I'm going to play as a guesser, not as a contestant.
Not as fun
Mm-mm.
For me.
No. Sorry, guys. You want to play?
Coming up at 7:10, we have Joe Tuohy playing around in Cleveland. How much do you make? I'm kidding.
I would like to know that. Yeah, that'd be fun.
It's interesting.
It's a great game.
It is interesting.
But you have to, the remaining anonymous, which is great. Like, that's part of the game, right? A lot of people don't want to know, even though, like, Stevie's talked about it before. Like, a lot of you and your friends know exactly what you make, and it's not this big secret. But for us, talking about it is this huge. What are you talking about? Don't ask me.
Very taboo.
I don't know why. We're supposed to talk about it.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to?
No,
I don't know.
We will at 7:10. Not
yes,
us.
We will.
We'll play the game.
Yeah, we'll play the game.
I don't know if I could take it anymore.
What?
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Look, you get me every time we play Michael Jackson because I haven't seen the movie.
I'm so upset. I want you to see it so bad. Like, I'm just...
Every time we play Michael Jackson's song, Tim.
I don't know how to put into words how amazing this movie is. It's so good.
I didn't say I wasn't going to see it.
No, I feel like you won't. I know you. You're not. When are you going to go see it? Who in your house
cares?
Well,
that's
today. I know.
I have Clap Out and Fro-Yo.
How
and
are
a
you
going to
go
park.
See it? When are you going to go see it? You and Boss Chase. I really, every, when I
oh,
see
I wouldn't mind going to see it with him.
Boss Chase needs to see it. I want to text him because of course my TikTok feed is inundated with all Michael Jackson movie content, right? And people that went into the theater and, like, recorded the screen so you can see some of the shots from the film. I want to text him every day and be like, please go see this.
Is that I'm bringing my 11-year-old Izzy to that movie?
Oh, yeah. My 14-year-old saw it twice, is obsessed. My 12-year-old, okay. They loved it.
Yeah, because she did a performance with one of her friends to like a Michael Jackson medley. And I thought, oh, this would be actually perfect for her.
It's
I just didn't know content. Why, you know,
the
you know
only,
I mean?
The only content you would worry, I mean, at the beginning, mean, and it's chronological order from when he was a child to, you know, a certain point in his career. I mean, if you know about Joe Jackson, he was not, he was an abusive father.
Right.
So there's some early scenes in the movie that are, you know, you want to be aware of that. You want to watch it with
and
her.
I can't just tell you that I saw it because then you're going to get in depth about the movie. So I
Big
can't.
Time.
Plus, I don't want to lie to you about it. Maybe it's my new Titanic.
Please don't make it your Titanic. You're doing yourself a disservice.
I know.
Doing yourself. And you got to go to the theater to see it. Like you're watching Michael Jackson. It's like you're seeing him.
I get it. No.
It's so good.
It'll happen.
Okay. I'm going to stop talking about it, but I don't want to. I want to talk about it. If anybody wants to talk about it, call us. Please call and talk
about it. I think it's more of a DM.
No, call us. 216-343-1021 before we lace Trump to it because we can talk about it.
Okay.
And
that's
human
fair.
Nature.
We have some time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Scripps National Spelling Bee Finals are tonight, and they're spicing it up. I know. How? That's in 60 seconds. It's 57 degrees in North Olmsted, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know today. Strongsville police have released thousands of text messages and jail calls tied to the Mackenzie Schirilla case after the renewed interest from the Netflix documentary The Crash. The records include arguments between her and Dom Russo before the 2022 crash that killed him and Davion Flanagan. Prosecutors are saying the documents further support her murder conviction as her appeal moves forward. The Scripps National Spelling Bee is trying to boost excitement this year with a new host. ESPN analyst and Celebrity Jeopardy winner Mina Kimes will lead tonight's finals, hoping to bring more of a sports-style feel to the competition. That makes me want to watch. Like, how are you going to bring a sports-style feel to the Spelling Bee? Organizers say the TV ratings have dropped over the years, with last year's finals drawing fewer than 500,000 viewers. And the American Cancer Society has updated colorectal cancer screening guidelines for the first time. This will include a blood test option for those of us that have not gotten our colonoscopies.
Don't.
Did you get yours?
Yeah.
Are you 5 years? Six years now past
no,
the age
where
you're supposed
to? No, it's a lie.
Tomorrow it'll be 6 years.
What do you mean this blood test? So you don't have to go through... The process?
Well, let me just finish this. Doctors say colonoscopies are the best screening tool. The best screening tool.
I had the box mailed to me. I couldn't.
You didn't do it?
I couldn't do it.
Nate did it.
He went in the box?
He did it.
He did not.
He did it. And I was so mad.
I mean, I understand you should, but I don't. Then,
like, why are you just taking these, like, these? There is a way to screen.
Yeah.
The colonoscopy is the best way. Even the doctors say that's the best way. Like, why aren't you just doing that?
Yep. No, you're right.
Why would you shortcut that?
I cut you off. What's the blood portion of the program?
No, it's a blood test, but they say the blood colonoscopies are the best screening tool.
Blood test it is.
The best screening tool is the colonoscopy.
I know.
That the blood test could help people unwilling or unable to get one. Like you.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Set a notification, a reminder, whatever you need to do, because you are busy. You are working. Maybe the kiddos, their school year is winding down, whatever it is. 922 is very important to you. We're giving you a boarding pass. Once they get at 922, getting you qualified to board Flight 102 to win that 4-day, 3-night all-inclusive getaway to any Sandals or Beaches resort in Jamaica with round-trip airfare. That's going to be an amazing time. When we were in Jamaica, I did not see a midge. Did you see
I did not see a midge. It was midge-free, but apparently there are clouds of them taking over.
So we, of course, talk about that. We live here. You live west side. We live east side. This is what we do, and we'll need help with this. And maybe you've not participated in before in the years past, but we will need your help creating a midge map. We'll tell you how next. I feel like the timing of this is always a little bit tough to figure out. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. But, I mean, we've been seeing graphics all over the place that it might be time to build that midge map.
Because you see meteorologists posting, you know, photos of the swarms of bugs. They show up on all this weather radar. And I can't imagine at first. They're like, wait, what is this? And they realize it's just a giant chunk of bugs.
Chunk of bugs does not make that better.
That definitely does not. I mean, it is, though. It's like that big chunk of bugs.
So we love creating a midge map, but of course we need your help.
Do we love it, though?
I like to know where to avoid.
Yeah.
Where you want to maybe not go.
Right before we were going on the air, I thought to myself, why do I enjoy when we do this every year? It's not, I don't enjoy midges.
Oh, no.
And it never fails. You bring up your midge moments that you've had where they've flown into, you know, eyes and mouth and nostrils.
I've definitely eaten a midge.
There's
no way around it. I mean, they dive bomb, right? Your eye sockets, it's not good.
That's it, the eye socket. That's what you always talk about. And it always grosses me out, yet I always want to talk about it.
So the midge map begins. We'll start it off. Have you seen any midges in Westlake?
I have not seen midges in Westlake. What about Mentor?
I have seen nothing in Mentor, which makes me a little nervous. Maybe we're a little early. I don't know.
Or is your lake not healthy?
Oof. I can't imagine that.
What? Of course it is.
So we need your help. Where are you at? Have you seen the midges yet? 216-343-1021. If you want to shoot us a DM, you can certainly do that. Jen and Tim Show, Facebook and Instagram. Also Star 102 on Facebook and Instagram. Midge map. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Are we getting any sightings yet?
We're getting some sightings. Haley, midges are in Eastlake.
Oh, they are.
They are. Lex says, my car was covered in midges driving home from Cedar Point to Parma. Oh, that's where they're really bad up there near Cedar Point. She says, my white car was literally black in the front. Also, the front seat of Siren's Curse harnesses are covered in bug guts.
Ooh, are they really?
Which I learned a little too late after I chose the front row. One, you're brave. Two, ew.
Ooh, tilting you right towards the goo.
Don't say the goo. What? This gets worse as we go.
Oh, we have that. Okay, we've got a couple of sightings. Uh-huh. Anybody else? Where are you at? Have you noticed the midges yet? 216-343-1021. As I mentioned, you can shoot us a DM. Jen and Tim Show and Star 102 as well. Good morning to you.
Yes, I wanted to let you know I live in Mentor over by the Headlands, and we do have midges there.
Oh! So Mentor closer. Yeah, a little bit closer to the water. All right. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Seen any midges?
Yes, Lorain, Ohio. They were all over my car this morning.
Was it like so bad you could barely grab the handle? Like, did you have to like smear them out of the way? How did that go?
No, they were mostly over my mirrors on the sides.
Ugh.
Are those the ones that live for a day? They kick it for 24 hours and die? Or am I getting them confused with?
I don't know. I feel like there's a variety of midge.
Why do we have so many bugs? But that means a healthy lake.
Right? Does
I don't
it?
Understand.
Is that what it means?
I literally have no water knowledge.
But don't the anything terrible, like the algae blooms mean a healthy lake too, right?
I just feel like if something flies out of the lake, lands in your car and dies, that does not a great sign that you have good water.
I agree. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.